Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman, member by Ram Goldar, and today Masechas Gittin, Daf Samach Beis, the end of the fifth parak Hanizakin, and the beginning of the sixth parak HaOmer. The Zikhu Masechas Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zecha Nishmas Chaya Hadas Basender. So the few dots we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav was quoted to say, Ein kofin shalom u'ovet kochavim. One may not give a double greeting of shalom to an idolater because one is sufficient for purposes of harmony. Rav Chista would greet idolaters first to avoid responding with the customary double greeting. Rav Kahana would say shalom lamar, shalom to the master, and Rashi explains he secretly intended his own teacher. A brisa teaches that on an idolater's holiday, one may not enter his home and greet him because this extra honor may bring him to thank his gods. If he meets him in the marketplace, no salam b'safa rafa u'bechovid rosh, the Jew may give him a greeting in a low voice and a subdued manner. Rav Huna and Rav Chisra were once sitting together, and Geniva approached him and said, Shalom aleichem malchei, shalom aleichem malchei, shalom to you kings, shalom to you kings. They asked him for his source for calling rabbis kings, and he answered with the pasuk, Be malachim yimlochu, through me, referring to the Torah, kings reign. They asked for a source for offering a double greeting to kings, and he quoted a pasuk where someone said, Shalom shalom to David HaMelech. Point number two, the sixth parak begins. Omer iskabel get zeh ishti, one who tells someone, accept this get from my wife, o holech get zeh ishti, or bring this get to my wife. If the husband wants to retract, before she receives it, he may retract because the get does not take effect until she receives it. If a woman tells someone, accept my get for me, if the husband wishes to retract after giving the get to the shliach, he may not retract. That's because he's a shliach of Kabbalah, and the get is effective when he receives it. The husband can avoid this by saying, I do not want you to accept it for, rather bring it and give it to her, allowing the shliach to only act as a shliach of halacha on his behalf. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Afa humeres toli giti im ratza lachzer lo yachzer. Even if a woman says, take my get for me, if the husband wishes to retract, he may not retract because the word toll implies accept. And point number three, the Gemara discusses who can act as each type of shaliach for a divorce. Pshite ish havi shaliach halacha. It's pasha that a man may act as a shaliach for delivery of a get. She can ba molech get li ishto because a husband brings a get to his wife. So it's logical that a man may be a shaliach for delivery. V'isha havi a shaliach kabbalah. And it's also clear that a woman may act as a shaliach for acceptance. She can ishim a kabbalah's gitam yad ba'o because a woman ordinarily accepts a get from her husband. So it's logical that a woman may be a shaliach for acceptance. The Gemara asks, ish kabbalah regarding appointing a man for accepting a get or a woman for delivering a get, what is the halacha? Since a man does not receive a get and a woman doesn't deliver it, can they serve as shluchim in those capacities? The Gemara proves from our Mishnah, which discusses a single shliach acting as either a shliach halacha or a shliach al kabbalah, that at least a man qualifies as a shliach al kabbalah because we find that a father may accept a get for his minor daughter. The Gemara then quotes the Mishnah Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, which discusses woman delivering gittin and proves that a woman can be a shliach halacha. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Rav was quoted to say, Ein kofrin shalom u'ovet kochavim. One may not give a double greeting of shalom to an idolater, because once is sufficient for purposes of harmony. Rav Chista would greet idolaters first to avoid responding with the customary double greeting. Rav Kahana would say, Shalom lamar, shalom to the master, and Rashi explains he secretly intended his own teacher. A brisa teaches that on an idolater's holiday, one may not enter his home and greet him because this extra honor may bring him to thank his gods. If he meets him in the marketplace, no salam b'safa rafa u'bechovid rosh, the Jew may give him a greeting in a low voice and a subdued manner. Rav Huna and Rav Chisra were once sitting together, and Geniva approached him and said, Shalom aleichem malchei, shalom aleichem malchei, shalom to you kings, shalom to you kings. They asked him for his source for calling rabbis kings, and he answered with the pasuk, Be malachim yimlochu, through me, referring to the Torah, kings reign. They asked for a source for offering a double greeting to kings, and he quoted a pasuk where someone said shalom shalom to David HaMelech. Point number two, the sixth parak begins, Omer iskabel get zeh li'ishti, one who tells someone, accept this get from my wife, o holech get zeh li'ishti, or bring this get to my wife. If the husband wants to retract, before she receives it, he may retract because the get does not take effect until she receives it. If a woman tells someone, accept my get for me, if the husband wishes to retract after giving the get to the shliach, he may not retract. That's because he's a shliach of Kabbalah, and the get is effective when he receives it. The husband can avoid this by saying, I do not want you to accept it for, rather bring it and give it to her, allowing the shliach to only act as a shliach of halacha on his behalf. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Afa humeres toli giti im ratza lachzer lo yachzer. Even if a woman says, take my get for me, if the husband wishes to retract, he may not retract because the word toll implies accept. And point number three, the Gemara discusses who can act as each type of shaliach for a divorce. Pshite ish havi shaliach halacha. It's pasha that a man may act as a shaliach for delivery of a get. She can ba molech get li ishto, because a husband brings a get to his wife. So it's logical that a man may be a shaliach for delivery. V'isha havi shaliach l'kabbalah. And it's also clear that a woman may act as a shaliach for acceptance. She can isha mekabbalah gitam yad bal, because a woman ordinarily accepts a get from her husband. So it's logical that a woman may be a shaliach for acceptance. The Gemara asks, ish l'kabbalah regarding appointing a man for accepting a get or a woman for delivering a get, what is the halacha? Since a man does not receive a get and a woman doesn't deliver it, can they serve as shluchim in those capacities? The Gemara proves from our Mishnah, which discusses a single shliach acting as either a shliach halacha or a shliach l'kabbalah, that at least a man qualifies as a shliach l'kabbalah, because we find that a father may accept a get for his minor daughter. The Gemara then quotes the Mishnah on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, which discusses woman delivering gittin and proves that a woman can be a shliach halacha. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Samach Beis, and our standard Siman is a submarine. So here goes. The Jewish submarine admiral who said shalom once to the idolater on the dock and shalom to you kings, to two rabbis, accepted a get on behalf of a wife, making it impossible for the husband to retract, and was ready to disembark after a man acting as a shaliach kabbalah and a woman acting as a shaliach halacha boarded the submarine. Once again, in slow motion. The Jewish submarine admiral, submarine, that must be learned off Samach Beis. The Jewish submarine admiral who said shalom once to the idolater on the dock and shalom to you kings, to two rabbis, which reminds us, Rav was quoted to say, in kofin shalom la'ovid kochavim, one may not give a double greeting of shalom to an idolater because once is sufficient for purposes of harmony. Rav Huna and Rav Chis were once sitting together and Geneva approached him and said, shalom aleichem malche, shalom aleichem malche, shalom to you kings, shalom to you kings. They asked him for a source for calling rabbis kings, and he answered with a pasuk, b'malachim yimlochu, through me, referring to the Torah, kings reign. So, the Jewish submarine admiral who said shalom once to the idolater on the dock and shalom to kings, to two rabbis, accepted a get on behalf of a wife, making it impossible for the husband to retract, which reminds us, if a woman tells someone, he's gabali giti, accept my get for me, if the husband wishes to retract after giving the get to the shliach, he may not retract because he's a shliach of Kabbalah, and the get is effective when he receives it. The husband can avoid this by saying, I don't want you to accept it for, rather, bring it and give it to her, allowing the shliach to only act as a shliach of halacha on his behalf. So the Jewish submarine admiral who said shalom once to the idolater on the dock, and shalom to you kings, to two rabbis, accepted a get on behalf of a wife, making it impossible for the husband to retract, and was ready to disembark after a man acting as a shliach kabbalah and a woman acting as a shliach halacha boarded the submarine. Which reminds us, the Gemara clarifies that a man can act as a shliach kabbalah, even though it's typically the wife who accepts her get, and a woman can act as a shliach halacha, even though it's the husband who gives the get. So once again, the Jewish submarine admiral who said shalom once to the idolater on the dock and shalom to you kings, to two rabbis, accepted a get on behalf of a wife, making it impossible for the husband to retract, and was ready to disembark after a man acting as a shaliach kabbalah and a woman acting as a shaliach halacha boarded the submarine. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf Nun Ches. So the Simmer Daf Nun Ches is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. The zoo at the green cage. Zoo at the green cage. That must be more on Daf Nun Ches. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. The zoo with the green cage containing a very sad brother and sister who were slaves, which reminds us, the Gemara relates the tragic story of Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha's beautiful son and daughter who were taken as slaves and brought together. So, the zoo with the green cage containing a very sad brother and sister who were slaves, which was purchased from a Sikrikron and then from Noah Goldberg, the owner, who voluntarily wrote the buyer Ashtar, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Nunhei Amud Beis taught that initially one who bought land from a Sikrikron and then purchased it from the owner in an effort to have the owner legitimize the sale from the Sikrikron, the sale is void and the land must be returned. Rav says, the only taught is where the owner told the purchaser, go make a chazaka and acquire it, of a Ashtar Kana, but if the owner gave him a document of sale, he acquires it. Rashi explains that the owner's voluntarily writing a shtar indicates his sincere agreement to the sale. Shmuel says, "Af b'shtar namul kan, even with a document, he doesn't acquire it, ad sheyichtov lo achrayis, unless he writes for the purchaser that he accepts responsibility to compensate him if the owner's creditor collects it. So the zoo at the green cage containing a very sad brother and sister who were slaves, which was purchased from a Sikrikron and then from Noah Goldberg, the owner, who voluntarily wrote the buyer a shtar, was returned to Noah Goldberg when he was informed that the law of Sikrikron does not apply when the land is stolen, without cause. Which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis taught that a later court ruled that one who purchases land which remained with the Zikrikon for 12 months pays one quarter to the owner and may keep the land. A Braisa qualifies as Haba Machmas Chov, if an idolater comes to seize a Jew's land as payment for a debt, Umachmas Amparus, or a seizure without any cause, Embo Mishum Zikrikon. The law of Zikrikon does not apply, rather the land is returned to the owner for free. Daf Nun Tes, so the similar Daf Nun Tes is a knight. So here goes. The knight, that must be warned off, Nun Tes. The knight who purchased shining green armor from a sharp six-year-old, which reminds us, the Gemara records three opinions about the minimum age for children's transactions to be valid between 6 and 10 years old, and says there's no disagreement, kol chad v'chad lifei churfei, every child according to his sharpness. So the knight who purchased shining green armor from a sharp six-year-old was a Kohen and insisted on getting the first aliyah, mifnei darkei shalom, which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists numerous laws enacted to promote harmony. The first is Kohen Korah Rishon. A Kohen reads first from the Torah, V'acharav Levi, V'acharav Yisrael, and after him a Levi, and after him a Yisrael, b'fnei darkei shalom, to promote harmony. Several Amoraim offer sources for this order, and a Braisa darshans relating to a Kohen, v'kidashto, and you shall sanctify him, v'kol davar shebekedusha, for every matter of kedusha, to open a gathering by speaking first, to make a bracha first at a meal, and to take her preferred portion of food first. So the knight who purchased shining green armor from a sharp six-year-old was a Kohen, and insisted on getting the first aliyah, b'fnei darkei shalom, and got the second aliyah too, because there was no Levi in Shul, which reminds us Abai had a tradition regarding the procedure when a Kohen or Levi is not present. If there's no Levi, a Kohen reads in his place. Daf Samach, so the similar Daf Samach is smiley face stickers. So here goes. The child who earned a green smiley face sticker, that must be more in Daf Samach. The child who earned a green smiley face sticker for winning from a Sefer HaHaftaras on Shabbos, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses reading from a Sefer HaHaftaras and the question regarding writing a scroll containing a portion of the Torah for a child to be taught from. So, the child who earned a green smiley face sticker for winning from a Sefer HaHaftaras on Shabbos, and another one for his project depicting the opinion that the Torah was given scroll by scroll, which reminds us we have a machlokes if the Torah was given Megillah, scroll by scroll, or Chasumor, or as a complete unit. So, the child who earned a green smiley face sticker for winning from a Sefer HaHaftaras on Shabbos, and another one for his project depicting the opinion that the Torah was given scroll by scroll, started to daydream of a talking smiley face sticker giving over Torah Shabbal Peh. Orally, which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda bar Nachmani Darshan, it's written, write for yourself these words, implying they must be written. But it says in the same pasuk, ki al pi advarim ha'ela, for on the basis of these words, implying that they are given orally, al pi meaning by mouth. This teaches that words that are given in writing, meaning Tanakh, you're not permitted to transmit orally, and words given orally, Torah Shebaal Peh, you're not permitted to transmit in writing. Daf Samachov, so the similar Daf Samachov is a psalm we often use a magician during the saw a person in half trick. So here goes. The Darkei Shalom magician performing the saw a person in half trick, saw a person in half, that must be on Daf Samachov, saw. The Darkei Shalom magician performing the saw a person in half trick while visiting the mixed ward of Jewish and non-Jewish patients, which reminds us, a Braisa teaches that we financially support the Gentile poor along with the Jewish poor, we visit the Gentile sick along with the Jewish sick, and we bear the Gentile dead along with the Jewish dead, mifnei Darkei Shalom, all to promote harmony. So the Darkei Shalom magician performing the saw a person in half trick while visiting the mixed ward of Jewish and non-Jewish patients, as his wife grinded kernels with an Amma Arts's wife, but not with a woman suspected about Shemitah, which reminds us the Mishnah teaches that a woman who is careful with Miser can lend utensils to an Amma Arts's wife who's unreliable regarding Miser, and may even grind or sort with her, but she may not grind or sort with a woman who's Chashuda al Shvis, suspected of violating Shemitah. Abai explains why we're more lenient regarding assisting an Amma Arts than one suspected about Shemitah. Rov Amma Arts, most Amayards take Meiser from their produce and are suspected only under the Rabbanan level. Therefore, they were lenient regarding the prohibition to help a suspected violator. Someone suspected of violating Shemitah, however, is suspected biblically and cannot be assisted. Rabbi gives a different explanation. So, the Darkei Shalom magician performing a saw a person in half trick while visiting the mixed ward of Jewish and non-Jewish patients, as his wife grinded kernels with an Amayard's wife, but not with a woman suspected about Shemitah, used his saw to Meiser the bread his mother-in-law baked for him from his dough, knowing how protective she is of her daughter, which reminds us, the Mishnah states that one who gives dough to his mother-in-law is not trustworthy with Miser. He must Miser what he gives her and that which he receives from her, because she's suspected to exchange spoiled food for her own fresh food, which wasn't Miser. He must Miser both to ensure that what he eats is chun and that what she may have taken from him is chun. The Gemara explains that this case is unique, Rotzihi b'tekanas bita, because she desires her daughter's well-being and is ashamed from her son-in-law to serve him spoiled food, Ordinarily, however, we are not concerned for exchanging, such as in a case of giving wheat to a miller who is unreliable with miceris. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which duff do we discuss the purchases and sales of paotos, young children? That's on duff. Nun test. Good. Number 2. Which duff do we when a woman consort and grind with a wife of an Amma Arts, but not with a woman who is suspect of violating Shemitah? That's on duff. Samachov. Good. Number 3. Which duff do we have the discussion about reading from a sefer of Haftaras and the question about writing a portion of the Torah for a child to learn from? That's on duff. Samach. Good. Number 4. Which duff do we when a husband cannot retract once he has given the get to a shaliach l'kabbalah? That's on duff. Samach Beis. Good. Number 5. Which duff do we learn about Titus' wickedness and being tormented by the gnat picking away at his brain? That's on duff. Nun Vav. Good. Number 6. Which duff do we learn a man can be a shalich l'kabbalah and a woman can be a shalich l'halacha? That's on duff. Samach Beis. Good. Number 7. Which duff do we learn we give tzedakah to poor non-Jews and visit the non-Jewish sick because of Darchei Shalom? That's on duff. Samachov. Good. Number 8. Which duff do we learn one says shalom only once to an idolater for Darchei Shalom? That's on duff. Samach Beis. Good. Number 9. Which duff do we learn according to Rav, if the owner of the field wrote a shtar to the one who bought his field from a sikrikon, the sale is valid? That's on duff. Nunches. Good. And number 10. Which duff do we have the story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa? That's on duff. Nun Vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.